late at night, I still have joys. After all the things I've been through, yeah, I still have joy. Still have joy, yeah. I still have joy. After all the things I've been through, 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 I still have joy. Hallelujah.
Glory be to God. To God be the glory.
Can you truly say that? After all the things you've been through, anybody still got joy out there? If you got the Lord, you got joy. If everyone out there has Jesus in your life as Lord and Savior, you are saved. Hallelujah. And you know that you know you're saved. Then you got joy. Because it's a package deal. Wherever Jesus goes, joy goes. Hallelujah. And the word tells the joy of the Lord is our strength. So we are strong too. Not in manpower, but in the power of the Lord. Hallelujah. And we need to keep that in mind. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. We honor God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, who has allowed us to come together one more time. Hallelujah. Not because we deserve it, but because of his mercy and his grace that endure it to all generations. Hallelujah. You don't earn it. It's freely given. We just got to learn how to accept it and use it to the glory of God. Hallelujah. God is our everything. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. This is day 201st day. No, 206. It's right now. 206, the first day of the year. Hallelujah. 99 days left. Hallelujah. We're glad to be a part of the number on this 261. Because we could have been called out on 260. But he allowed us to come into a new day. Hallelujah. We are to give, and the scripture says, this is the day the Lord has made. You ought to rejoice and be glad that you're part of his day. Hallelujah. We need to be reminded of that every day. We didn't make the day. We don't own nothing in the day. We all owe it to God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. It is he that has made it all possible. Hallelujah. So whatever happens in his day, we just ought to be able to accept it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because if you're going to be part of his day, you got to go with things of the day. Hallelujah. Some may be good to us, some may be bad for us, to us, but all things are working together towards our good. Hallelujah. So we praise God for everyone in the house today. Praise God, God the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, to all preachers in the house. Hallelujah. Raise your hand. Hallelujah. All mothers and deacons. And to all the trustees. I think everybody else is a layperson. So all of you. Because everybody's special. Everybody's important. Everybody's precious. In the sight of God. Hallelujah. We glorify God for the opportunity to stand in your midst today. From the book of Matthew, 7th chapter, and we'll begin at verse 6. Father, in the name of Jesus, we stand here as a spiritual man, mental man, physical man. We give it all glory and honor and praise to you. And we ask that you take charge of us now. Guide us through this service. Take charge, God, and give us what to say and what how to say it. In a name that will make a difference in our life. That will bring us closer to you. And knowing that others can see your good works. Through the goodness that we do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I was there. Give not that which is holy unto the dogs. Neither cast ye your pearls before swine. Lest they trample them under their feet. And turn again. And rend you. Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. To everyone that asks it, receive it. He that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. Or what man is there of you who, if his son asks bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks a fish, will give him a serpent? If then, being evil, knowing how to give good gifts into your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to you, to them that ask him? We want to talk to you from this subject. Open the floodgate. Tell somebody to open the floodgates. You may not understand how this connects here right now, but you will before we sit down, thus says the Lord. Open the floodgates. floodgates are boundaries that's put up by cities to when the river rises high, is like a blockage to keep the water from going back into the city and flooding out the city. Okay, like here, we got small floodgates right here at the church. But it runs out to the sewage line. And that box you see out there that stand up. So if the floodgate keep the water from sewage from the church from back hooking up. And so it can, they are used for good. It doesn't have to be all disastrous. We got to know what God is saying to the church. We say he's saying something new today, then he said yesterday. No, he's not. Because he doesn't change. He's still saying the same thing today as he said 10,000 years ago. He'll be saying the same thing 10,000 years before to come. Because he said he's the Lord thy God and he changed it not. What I say to one, I say it all and to all. And so we got to know what the floodgates are. We use one of them all the time. All right. And we're not going to hold you long, so I'm going to cut a lot of this short. But it's like in the scripture we just read. Okay, it tells you to ask. And it shall be given. God has always ready made the way. He's already prepared the answer. It's all there waiting for you. Whatever you need, ask. And whatever you desire, ask. Okay? We don't have it because we don't ask for it. Okay? And then our problem is we don't believe. You got to have faith for it to work. You got to have the wisdom and the knowledge of God to get this business of the church moving the way it needs to go. We don't need to be biblical about it. We just need to do it. We don't need to be asking why. God already knows why. Okay? And you don't need to know why. You just need to obey him. Do what it said do. And things will work out. They will work out on time, in time, just right, and the way you need it. See, we don't know what's best for us, but God does. He made us for a specific reason to fit in his puzzle of life. You got a specific place to be, a specific thing to do, to in order for God's plan to work out the way he designed for it to work out. But we question him too much. And we don't believe him enough. But James told us, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptation. Anybody out there can count it joy when you're tempted above that you don't think you can able to handle? Do you count it as joy when things are going rough and you can't seem to hold your ground? Do you count it as joy when day after day your problems get compound instead of getting better? Do you count it as joy? If you do, think about how much joy you could have. Hallelujah. If you count all these headaches, all these problems, all these things that come up against you as joy. Hallelujah. Praise God. So we need to realize that our answer is because we didn't do what the word said. The word was your floodgate. Hallelujah. And you need to open it up so that the joy of the Lord can flow through. Hallelujah. Your mouth is your floodgate. Okay? Ask and it shall be given. And behold, what a man robbed God. He said, well, in the year you have robbed me of your tithe and your offering. But if you bring your tithe and your offering to my storehouse so that there'll be meat in my house. And he said, see then if I will open up the window and pour you out a blessing. He's going to flood you with blessings because he said those blessings that be more than what you can receive. Opening that floodgate. But you got to believe in order for it to happen. You got to believe in an answer to God and his word. He said, knowing that the prayer of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have a perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. See, but we all got, shouldn't be wanting nothing because God got everything. We singing the song, all that I need is in Jesus. Do we believe the song? If you don't believe it, why are you saying it? Hallelujah. All that I need is in Jesus. Joy he will supply. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So whatever you need, tell somebody God's got. Hallelujah. If any man lack wisdom, let him do what? Ask. Your floodgate. You got to ask so it can be open. It's been closed, holding your blessings. Keeping them from being taken from you. But you'll get an overflow. Hallelujah. Because the blessing is flowing over. David said, my cup run it over. You got cup, but you don't see the full cup. You see it in a half empty cup, a cup that's a quarter full, and some of you see an empty tank. But you ought to be able to see when you open up your floodgate. All of the blessing God has been pouring out on you. And you've been missing out on. because you chose to look at the downward road rather than the upward road. You chose to look at the one that got great numbers on rather than the number with the free. Hallelujah. We said, but let him ask of God. And he'll get to you liberally, upbraided, not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, wavering. For he that wavereth is like the wave that driven the wind and tossed. So if you're going to ask, know that it's going to happen. Don't ask hoping. Don't ask wishing. But ask knowing that it's already done. Hallelujah. Ask, believe, receive. Ask, believe, receive. Ask, believe, receive. When you ask, don't hope that it's already. Know that it's already done when you ask. And then you will receive it. Knowing that my cup might look like it's empty. But when I ask, it still might look like it's empty. But I believe that it is full. I don't see it right now, but it's full. God told Joshua, I have given you the city. They hadn't gotten to the city. So you got to know that God is speaking. You got to know that he will work it out. So don't ask wavering. I ask today, I believe today. Don't ask today and believe after it comes to pass. That's not faith. You got to claim it right then. Because we don't do it that way, asking in vain. Let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord if you ask doubting. But ask knowing it's done. What you ask, claim it. Tell somebody it's done. Now, you might go another 10 years with the symptoms, but it's done. Okay? Whatever you ask, it's done. Because God, when God can't lie, he said it's done, it is done. Look at Abraham. Promise made to Abraham way back there in those days is still being answered today. Every one of us in here are here because of the seed of Abraham. And the word said we are the blessed seed. Now, if you're blessed, you can't be cursed. You can't be cursed and blessed at the same time. You either cursed or you're blessed. Open that floodgate and let that healing roll through. Open that floodgate and let your deliverance roll through. Open that floodgate and let your joy come through. Open that floodgate and let everything that is good for you flow through. You hold it in your possession. You hold it in your faith. Everything is done by faith. Hallelujah. So, don't be a double-minded person. But knowing that God said it, and you believe it, and that's it. Okay? Everything God said is so. For his answer he made to every problem, he did it way back at the beginning. When everything was finished, it was finished then. Hallelujah. To open up those floodgates, Paul Martin said, open the floodgates of heaven and let it rain. Hallelujah. God, open up your floodgates you have for me and let all your blessings flow on me. Open. And that floodgate is your mouth. Praise him for what is already done. Praise him for what you think is going to do, but it's already done. Waiting for us to ask. And so we need to ask. Keep on asking. Somebody said when you ask them one time, you don't ask them no more. But the word said, keep on asking. Hallelujah. Ask them, and it's done. Ask them, knowing that it is done. And after you ask them, stop praising them. Praise them till your joy overflows. Praise them till your hope is good. Praise him so your victory is yours. Praise him for your deliverance. Praise him for your peace. Praise him for your hope. Praise him for words of joy in your life. Praise him for power. Praise him for strength. Praise him for lifting you up. Praise him for causing you to be who you are. Praise him. And you're going and you're coming. Everything, in everything, in everything. Can you say in everything? In everything. Give God praise. For this is his will concerning each of us in Christ Jesus. Did you read that in your Bible? First Thessalonians, I think it is 5:18-19. In everything, give God thanks. Now, don't get it mixed up with the word F-O-R and I-N. The scripture said in everything. It didn't say for everything. Okay. But praise them in everything. While you're going through, praise him. While you're burdened down, praise him. While you're being lied on, praise him. While you've been kicked aside, praise him. Praise them for why you're being criticized and ostracized. Praise him. Praise him. And you're going and you're coming, praise him. Got to praise him while you're going through. Don't wait for the battle's over. You can dance right now. And if you can't dance, you can holler right now. That's shouting. Over that floodgate. Instead of crying, and sang the blues, changed that song. David said, sang a new song unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise him. Open that floodgate and ask. And then don't ask in sadness. Ask in knowledge. Knowing that whatsoever I ask for is going to be happening to me. Whatsoever I seek, I'm going to find it. If I keep on looking. Hallelujah. I asked them 10 years ago, keep on looking. I asked them 15 years ago, keep on looking. You already in the blessing. You already in the deliverance. But the symptoms don't say so. Hallelujah. But you're going through, right? And that's all everybody does is going through. Okay, if we're not going through, we're either backing up or standing still. But you said going through, you just say, I'm backing up. Hallelujah. You just say, I'm standing still. You said, I'm going through. So it might be going through. It may be at a stale pace, but I'm going through. Hallelujah. The turtle and the rabbit. Rabbit going fast. Turtle going slow. Rabbit side here want to take him a break. And we got saints taking breaks. You already ahead of the game. And now you want to take your break. Because somebody ain't doing what you doing. I already done my part. How you know what's your part? If it's still coming your way, God said you ain't finished with your part. Keep on working with it. And then the old slow turtle. While the rabbit was laying up, sleeping on the side of the road. Slithered on by. Moving. Slowly. And went on by the rabbit. The rabbit woke up. Decided he'd run some more. He didn't know the turtle done gone by. When he got to the finish line, the old turtle already back. Sitting on the side. Hallelujah. So the race is not given to the swift, not to the strong, but to he that endure to the end. So keep on holding. Keep on holding. Keep on going through. It ain't going to go the way you want it to go. But it's going to go God's way. That's why he said, not as I will, but thy will be done. Even Jesus prayed that prayer. Father, if it be possible, remove this cup. But not as I will, that thy will be done. Hallelujah. Do we pray that prayer? Or we don't want our will done? And never mind what God wants. But so be thankful for everything. Don't let people get you down. Don't let your problems overpower you. All right? Because you hold the answer. Hey, you said, I found the answer. I learned to pray. Hallelujah. God beside me, I found my way. Hallelujah. I found out. Anybody out there found out? Yeah. Anybody got those floodgates open? Get your ass up by praying. And then know that it's done. Don't worry about nothing. It is done. We will endure to the end. Where is the he that endure to the end? Same shall be saved. God bless you. But open the floodgate. And let it rain. Lord, pour me out the blessings. You said you would have for me. So thank him for all your blessings. Those that you receive, those you don't receive, they still wait for you. Because what God got for you, it's for you. All right. So they wait for you. And they're waiting for you. And if you don't get them now, then he'll give them to somebody else later. But while you got the opportunity, you can claim every one of them and receive every one. Because if you ask, he didn't say you might get it. But he said, ask. What's the other part? It shall be given. And if you seek, you're going to find it. Ask. Believe. Ask, seek, and get it. It is yours. Anybody need the Lord today?
Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, please don't do it without me. Don't do it without me. Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, please don't do it without me. Don't do it without me. Lord, if your blessing in this season, please don't do it without me. Don't do it without me. Lord, if your blessing in this season, please don't do it without me. Don't do it without me.
Lord, if you're healing.
Lord, if you're healing in this season, please don't do it without me. Don't do it without me. Lord,
if you're healing
in this season, please don't do it without me.
Don't do it
without me.
Don't do it.
Don't do it without me. Oh,
no.
Don't do it without
without me. Don't do it without me. Don't do it without me.
So don't forget, you can ask for yourself and be delivered. Anything else? Glad to have this with us today in our service. And at this time, we welcome you to continue to come back again. If you have an expression you'd like to make at this time, we'll give it to you. If not, we'll prepare ourselves to exit the church. Don't forget to leave your offering as you leave the church. Okay, anything else? Stand to your feet, giving God the glory. Now to him who is able to keep us and present us faultless for the precious throne of God. May the grace of God, sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, rest, rule, and abide with us now, henceforth, and forevermore. Amen.
Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. God has spoken. So let the church.